A bi-national commission between South Africa and Zimbabwe is currently underway with Presidents Cyril Ramaphosa and Emmerson Mnangagwa jointly chairing that meeting between the two nations. EWN reporter JJ Cornish is following that story. JJ, the I suppose most of the attention and focus on reporting today is whether or not we will be offering Zimbabwe a bailout. They requested a couple of months ago $1.2 billion. We said to them, thank you very much for the request, but we don't have money. Do we have money now? Good afternoon.
Africa, you'd be disappointed. The communique says not one word about this. I remember that. It was an important request from Zimbabwe. It was sort of a lifesaver. They put it out that way. And we came back saying we just don't have that kind of money. And then in brackets afterwards, and we don't think if we lent it, we would ever get it back. Now, the explanation I'm sure was made by President Cyril Ramaphosa to his counterpart, Emmerson Mnangagwa, when they met in Harare today, but not a word of it in the communique, which is a pretty pro-forma thing, saying the highlight of that being that sanctions have to be lifted against Zimbabwe because they're having a dilatory effect. And, of course, we have the United States just last week extending the sanctions against Zimbabwe that were slapped on Robert Mugabe's government for stealing elections and for human rights violations. And Emmerson Mnangagwa, as his vice president, fell victim to that and is still victim to those sanctions, he personally and a number of instances and members of his government. And we've had President Cyril Ramaphosa saying many times that we can't really expect a recovery from Zimbabwe while these sanctions are in place, and recovery is absolutely vital for South Africa too, because we feel the effects of any economic storms that rage in Zimbabwe. We get more and more people coming over in desperation, just trying to feed their families, coming over and looking for work in South Africa.
In addition to South Africa reiterating their calls on those foreign sanctions to be lifted on Zimbabwe, apparently we've offered to cooperate on helping Zimbabwe re-engage with international creditors.
Well, you know, we've always done that. And we've said, you know, that this trade and investment is the answer. We have a strategic relationship. We have to engender trade and investment. And that's been the position all along. In fact, what we can do to help is relatively minuscule. We have always supported Zimbabwe. Certainly the ANC government has strongly supported Zimbabwe, sometimes uncritically and sometimes taken flak for that. So, yes, this is one of those commissions where, as I say, you get a pretty pro forma communique at the end, not much meat on it at all, but you would not expect, with these very important neighbors, you wouldn't really expect a great deal more. They push all the buttons and carry on working as closely as possibly they can.
The opposition in Zimbabwe, the MDC, calling for President Cyril Ramaphosa to, I suppose, discuss some hard issues with his counterpart around human rights issues, around particularly political activists and activism in that country.
Yes, they would love that, and so, as would human rights organizations. Again, before such a meeting, the pressure would be put on the president to say something at least about human rights deficiencies. I'm not going to use the word violations, but deficiencies. But you would not expect that to come up at such a thing as this binational commission. They say only nice things, and then the next commission, which is when the Zimbabwe president is invited to South Africa, they start looking forward to that. Basically, they say to their officials and to their ministers, keep going. We've got very important work to do, and you know, it's disappointing for those who go there expecting to pick some nuggets out of it that would, you know, from a news point of view, that would make for a, what, as we like to say, a sexy angle.
JJ, parting question from me: what impact, if any, would the you know, impending election in South Africa have on the ability for President Cyril Ramaphosa to effectively negotiate and discuss to the fullest extent what he would have wished to achieve at this binational commission?
Well, when you, I don't understand the impending election. Is that on the South African
South African, yeah. So on the 8th of May, well, our election. So
clearly, so we don't know, for example, how many Zimbabweans there are in South Africa. We simply don't know. And any query we make about that meets with no solid response from Home Affairs or from anybody. We've had efforts made by previous Home Affairs ministers, including Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, trying to regularize the positions of Zimbabweans in the country, and that would please South Africans who want to control the number of foreigners we have in the country, drawing on social services and that sort of thing, education. We would like to regularize that as far as possible. But the number of Zimbabweans who actually applied were in the 100,000, when we know that the real number of Zimbabweans living here are in the millions.
JJ Cornish, thank you very much indeed for your time this afternoon. Reports on that by National Commission you'll be able to enjoy on EWN this afternoon.